section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Coming to you live from Bone Lick, Kentucky, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, celebrity birthdays, IBWIP news bulletin, IBWIP speakeasy, highbrow on the low end, and our in-depth interview with The Last Mohican, with your co-hosts, metal guitar god Whiskey Chaser, Nurse Courtney, and me, Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
Oh my goodness, a room full of people.
So many people.
It's as though I am graced with so much
outstandingness. So much people.
So much peopleness. I am your host, podcasting guy. Blake Clayton. I like how everybody does that on cue like they're supposed to. That's great. That's the only thing that goes right. And you're listening to episode 147 of It Burns When I Pee. If you're listening to us live at IBWIP.com, go ahead and click on the chat room tab. Join the chat room.
Do it.
It's filling up as we speak.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Don't log in. It's at maximum capacity.
There is too much going on right now. I don't know what to do. Well, folks, like we said, we have a special guest host with us this evening. Whiskey Chaser. It's been a long time, my friend.
I know. It's been a minute.
Woo! How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. I'm stellar. And yourself?
I haven't taken a bath in a while.
I thought I could smell something. It's like... A little bit of garlic.
Versus a shower?
Stanky.
Or just not bathe at all?
I don't bathe at all anymore. I've just said, screw it. It doesn't matter to me anymore.
That's not what nature intended anyway.
I thought somebody was burning sage.
I want to be a hippie. I want to make my own soap. Mm. And across from me, who is two episodes late to examine my foot.
Sorry.
So, I don't know where you've been. I don't care where you've been.
I've been bringing babies into this world.
one placenta at a time.
That's right.
It's Nurse Courtney.
Hey. Yay! Yeah.
And always the man who keeps this show together. He prints stuff out.
I use the printer.
It's Locks of Love, Jason.
Oh. I'm gonna shake my locks in the mic, see if you can hear it. Whoosh, 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 whoosh. Did you guys hear it?
It's awful. I don't know what the deal is with that. But it needs to get fixed. Real quick, everybody's drinking something. Jason, what are you drinking?
Girl drink.
a blue vodka of some kind.
Metal guitar god Whiskey Chaser said it was 409. Is it?
It is.
Tune in to find out.
Nurse Courtney, you're just drinking a soda?
Yeah, it's a real soda this time. It's not diet.
Oh.
Getting crazy.
Living on the edge. And as a heavy metal god, rock god, you're drinking Evian.
No, this is actually my own brand of vodka, Deuces Wild. It's just disguised in a smart water bottle, just so, you know.
When you're driving.
Right.
And I'm drinking Mountain Dew, which is the last one in the house, so I will be an asshole by the end of this night.
Oh, shit. Someone better make a do run.
Do run, run day. So we got a big show lined up for you, and we're going to start it off with some celebrity birthdays.
Got a lot of celebrity birthdays, a whole whopping three this month.
I love to celebrate celebrity birthdays. I don't know about you guys.
How do you celebrate them?
Sometimes I'll just get a cake, I'll turn off all the lights, and then I'll just sit down and I'll think about that celebrity. Maybe I'll put on some of their music, maybe I'll light a candle. Maybe I'll put in one of their films or TV shows, and I'll just have a nice slice of cake and just think about all the years of entertainment they've given us.
You're sitting in the dark eating your cake?
Yeah.
Sounds kosher.
Maybe it's because I didn't pay the electric bill. Maybe it's because I can't find the light switch. You know, whatever the reason may be.
Could be because he's fondling himself with the cake?
Perhaps.
Depends
what celebrity picture is on the cake.
What if it was Hulk Hogan?
You know, let's cross that bridge when we get there.
Are you gonna? If it were Hulk Hogan, you'd have to choose if it were the.
I want to wrap my lips around those 28-inch pythons.
Yeah.
Wow,
brother.
Ooh.
So, Chaser, let's go through and what are some of the celebrity birthdays this week?
Well, like I mentioned, Hulk Hogan is on the 11th.
Ooh.
Born in 1953, he's going to be 61 years old.
He looks good.
Yeah.
Compared to Pete, like the Iron Sheik.
Yeah.
I think the Iron Sheik is 37.
Something like that.
And he looks like someone dropped an anvil on his head.
And Hogan's divorced now, so, you know, because there was that big sexual escapade with Bubba the Love Sponge wife.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
I knew nothing of this.
Oh, yeah. There was a sex tape, that, and then Bubba and him got in a fight, because they were best buds.
Was Hulk Hogan in the sex tape?
Yeah, with Bubba the Love Sponge's wife.
You can see his perfectly bronzed buns.
Yeah.
Nice.
Perfect.
I think it lasted 3 minutes, I think.
I wonder how many times he said, brother.
I'm going to fuck you in the ass, brother.
Oh, yeah, pile driver.
Maybe that was more Macho Man.
Yeah, I was going to say, snap into a Slim Jim kind of.
R.I.P.
I don't understand this conversation. I don't know any of these people.
Do you know who Hulk Hogan is?
I know who Hulk Hogan is. I don't know these other people.
The Macho Man, Randy Savage?
No.
Elizabeth?
Randy Boffo?
Lex Luger?
They're all dead now.
You're just making up names.
No. How did you guess? All right, so Hulk Hogan is a big one. What else we got?
Whitney Houston.
Oh, man. Can you imagine? She's going to have an awesome birthday party.
Nah, I actually got an invite in the mail.
Did you?
Yeah, it was covered in white powdery substance. I thought it was powdered sugar, but it tasted like Tylenol.
I would die to be. So
you will have to die to be at her party because she is dead.
Oh shit! I completely forgot she's dead.
She passed on. I think she's in hell.
Mm. You think she's in hell?
Her and Bobby Brown are both down there, and Bobby Brown was just raptured into hell. He's not. He didn't pass.
I was gonna say he's not dead.
His mortal coil did not decease.
It's pretty amazing that her career was amazing and unbelievable, and like had reached stardom of like no one knows. You know what I'm saying? But then she married Bobby Brown and it just went to shits. Like,
you know, that was her prerogative. She did what she wanted to do. It was her prerogative. All right.
Sometimes you just gotta get beat up.
She's like, hey, Mr. Telephone Man.
Yeah. She was gonna be 51.
51. She never looked, but she, when she was, I mean, before she died, she was looking like she was 80.
Yeah, she did not look good. Rough.
Yeah.
She needed a bodyguard.
She had seen better days.
It's a good movie.
All right, so she's having a cool birthday party. One more for me.
Danny Bonaducci.
Do you remember Danny Bonaducci? Bonier Bonaducci? Courtney.
Bonier?
Courtney, you're probably too young to remember this.
Partridge Family, right?
You have the same color hair as him.
I do not. Why do you guys keep saying that?
I don't remember Danny Bonaducci.
Okay. Do the curtains match the drapes?
Oh, Christ.
Eh.
He was the drummer, I think. Wasn't
he was
the
little, yes. He was a little fat, red-headed, freckle kid on the Partridge Family.
Remember the Partridge Family? It was a bus. It was a family that rode the bus.
Chase is like 12. He doesn't. He's like, what?
You're 12
how old
now?
Are you, Chase?
Yeah, I just turned 12.
You look like you're at least 13.
Yeah.
How old are you?
26. In real life.
You have your own vodka at
12 years old. It's when I forged my own vodka.
Oh, because it's been fermenting, and so to make it stronger.
Yeah, it's been It's been in this water bottle for all this time.
You're an entrepreneur if I've ever heard one. So he had a show like Breaking Bonaducci.
Yeah, I think he still does radio and stuff, and he's always kind of hovering right at the bottom there.
Right.
Never quite out of sight, but no one ever looks at him either.
Didn't he have like anger management problems or
something? Yeah, he had drug problems and stuff. Yeah.
A lot of drug problems. I think there's some prostitute issues, high-speed chases, and he's like built too. Like he's roided up.
He quit doing drugs and then decided my new thing is going to be lifting weights, and so now it's just unrealistic.
And how old is he? 105?
55.
That's okay.
Does he still rock that mean goatee that he always had?
I don't know. He had that goatee in the Partridge Family.
He's a menacing goatee. Yeah.
He's menacing, that's right.
Can we back up for a second? Why do you say that I have red hair? Do you guys really think that?
Can we play this is the Courtney Litt Show intro, please?
Courtney Beep Nurse Court. Oh, you said her name.
Yeah, you did. What?
Oh, we'll bleep it out later. Section 86 will bleep it out for us.
I'm just offended by that.
You're offended that you have red hair?
Why is that?
I heard redheads are wild in bed. Chase, ever had a redhead in bed?
Yeah.
How wild or not wild?
No, it was
moderate to Midland.
It wasn't fun at all.
It wasn't fun at all?
No, I've got scars.
I can't, yeah.
I think physical
or emotional?
Both. In the weirdest places.
Got some emotional scars below the belt?
Yeah.
That's called herpes.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now I know what to call it. It has a name.
That's going to be the new single, is Emotional Scars Below the Belt.
By your band, Shadows Inc.? Yeah. I want to hear that. I'm gonna buy it.
He's gonna go home and write the song, and then take it to the guys at band practice like next week. And he's like, "All right, this is the song we're gonna do. The title's a little long, but there's plenty of room for guitar solos."
Nice. I think redheads have gotten a bad rap Ginger. What's some of the other derogatory terms for redheads?
Stupid.
Dumbass. Yeah.
Soulless.
They always say take the redhead behind the shed and beat him. So I don't know. There's nothing wrong with redheads. I don't know why you take offense to that.
I just don't think I have red hair, and I've heard lots
of
people
say
that.
What kind of hair do you think you have?
Brown.
Okay, so let's move on.
Brown.
Brown.
You just turn brown into three syllables. Brown.
Do what I want.
Do you want to talk real quick? We have a couple minutes. Do you want to talk about where you've been and what you've been doing, or do you just not want anybody to know?
Yeah, no, I don't care. I haven't really been doing anything. Just bought a house, working on the house.
You bought a house, working on the house, and you bought a new car, and mm-hmm. you just think that since you're doing this for free that you don't need to come over anymore. I was told it was because you got mad at Molly for putting the moves on Jason.
You know what? We talked about it, and I said, you know what? It's fine. Go ahead and take one for the team. It's fine, Molly.
You said that to Jason? Or did you say it to Molly?
You know, whoever was listening at the time.
Whoever was listening.
No, I've been busy. I've been working. I work third shift now, so.
Ugh, you're one of those people.
Yeah.
She works 7 to 7, so if we record around that time, out.
From now on, we're recording from between 7 and 7.
Okay.
Oh. All right. Well, moving right along, what do we got next on the list of stuff? Oh, Courtney, we're going to have you do something.
Okay.
Put you back to work.
Hey,
back
it's
for
after
5 minutes and you're making me work
it's
already.
It's after 7 o'clock, so technically you're on duty.
Turn it down.
All right, so Nurse Courtney is going to go ahead and read some of this week's pressing news in the world.
Okay.
And we're going to comment on it randomly and funnily.
Funnel cloud.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Okay, so this first one, man sues hospital after surprise penis amputation.
Whoa! Surprise what?
A penis amputation.
Do they have surprise ones?
I don't know.
Whoops. Surprise!
I feel like that was, I don't know. Should have done a timeout there. They obviously amputated the wrong thing. Okay, so this was in Alabama.
There's no use reading any more of it.
Stop the press.
An Alabama man may have just experienced one of the man's worst nightmares. He awoke from surgery stunned.
My worst nightmare is when I'm getting chased by that rabbit.
What?
Or I was telling you, the rabbit, he's got the big teeth, and he's got like 5 legs, so he runs even faster. That's my worst nightmare.
I don't think that was me you're talking to. Another one of your girlfriends? Okay. He awoke from surgery stunned to find that his penis had been amputated. In a lawsuit he and his wife filed against the hospital and two doctors, Johnny Lee Banks Jr. says he'd gone in for a routine circumcision that he was never warned about,
routine.
Nor did he consent, and penis removal was a possibility, and yet he awoke to his entire penis being gone.
would it be bad if it was like just the left side was gone?
What is a routine circumcision? Like, is he 12? I mean,
okay.
Don't you supposed to do...
I wish they would put his... I would assume he's over 18 because they put his name in there. If it was a minor, they probably wouldn't.
No.
And what 18 or older is going... You know what?
This happens...
Today's the day.
This happens more than you think.
Like, really? Penises are lopped off more than we think?
No, I'm not talking about amputation, but I'm saying, like, okay, a lot of the babies that we see now, a lot of moms choose not to circumcise them now because it doesn't really show one way or the other if it's good or bad. It's more like...
Which is a more handsome penis?
I don't know. I mean...
I'm talking to you, Chase.
Clearly, the circumcised penis is a more handsome penis.
High fives all around.
No penis is handsome.
No penis is the best penis.
You haven't seen Blake's. It's pretty handsome.
It's pretty. Yeah.
Well,
he has a bow tie on it.
It's got a mustache.
With circumcised... Yeah. It's like a vaudeville dick.
He's got a little cane. Little tap dance shoes on the balls. Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my nutsack gal.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, Courtney, there is no proven which is better to do.
No.
But don't you have to, like, if it's non-circumcised, you got to peel it back and clean
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you got to, like, clean it and stuff. But, like, some people say that it's more pleasurable, like, when it's not circumcised.
Huh.
And then,
well, I'm gonna get recircumcised and find out.
Yeah, I wonder if we can get some kind of, like, silicone piece to wear.
Right.
You know. Just glue it back on.
This is my top hat on my neck.
I wonder if they do sell, like, just little pieces that wrap around the end. like to act like you weren't circumcised.
Yeah.
If not, what are we doing?
That's called the Trojan sheath.
I like it. Okay, so what did this guy do?
So he's claiming that he's basically going to have to suffer longer because the recovery period is longer and it's more expensive because it was a surprise.
Well, is he getting it back on though?
I don't think they're going to do that. Says neither party will comment on the case, and I don't know. Doesn't really look like anybody has a case here. That he's just really upset. So it sounds like basically that he was misinformed. They didn't talk about what they should have talked
about.
How
do you not have a case? They accidentally chopped your penis
because he didn't read the consent and he signed it.
Phew.
That's as Ouch. You're as a patient. That's your job to read through it.
Well, excuse me.
You get a good enough lawyer.
He's from Alabama.
They don't know how to read.
That should be his handicap.
Right. Yeah. Lex, hey, you gave me a condiment form to read.
Oh, God.
My daughter wasn't here to read it for me. I didn't see nothing where you're going to chop off my penis.
IBWIP would like to take this moment to apologize to all of our Alabama listeners.
All three of you.
The lawsuit claims defendants were negligent because they didn't consult another physician when problems arose during the circumcision, though it's unclear what those problems were.
Wow.
Whatever. I don't really know what kind of problems you can come up with.
As long as you can pee out of it, at a certain age, isn't your penis just a nuisance?
No. It's never going to be a nuisance. I got one testicle that hangs down like 3 inches further than the other one. That doesn't mean you can chop it off.
I think that's normal.
No, it's not. I had surgery, and they had the mesh back in the old days, and the mesh is ripped, and I'm just too lazy to go to the doctor.
Oh.
It reminds me of, like, the scales of justice, I think, seeing your...
Yeah. Molly, are you guilty or not guilty? Let me put this on your face.
I am the law.
All right, guess let's move along.
All right.
Do you have another story? Chase, you're awfully quiet.
You're talking about such wonderful things. I didn't really know that.
What do you think about penises, Chase?
Like I said, they're dapper.
Yeah.
They're dapper. Yeah.
No, they're ugly. All of them.
I mean,
but yet you put it in your mouth.
Jesus.
Yeah, well, you know. I got nothing.
Courtney's like, okay, I was been away for a few months, and guess what? I'm not coming back again.
I'm going to leave right
now. I'm sorry. I assume you put penis in your mouth. I just assume. I'm sorry. I don't know for sure.
Eh. Eh.
I see you looking under the table at all three of us, but that's just me.
I've never heard a woman say anything nice about a dick.
Because they're not nice. They're ugly.
What about your hatchet wounds?
What?
That's not attractive.
Your roast beef?
Yeah.
Slivers. Hatchet wounds. Is that? I've never heard that before.
Gutted Ewok? Gutted?
Gutted Ewok.
Ugh.
I didn't say they were pretty either. None of them.
Surely one genital is more attractive than the other.
No.
I mean, there it's got to be attractive in some aspect to the female demographic because, I mean, come on.
There's still more people being made.
Yeah. I mean, you're bringing babies into this world every day. How do you think that happened? Somebody fell in love with a dick.
A lot of times there's booze involved.
Every baby's a rape baby.
I didn't say that.
Well, that's you were thinking
saying.
It.
That's what she's saying.
I can read
every
your mind.
Every single baby is a... No.
She's like, I see it every night. Just these rape babies come in.
Rape babies to the left of me. Rape babies to the right of me.
There's not a daddy in sight. These girls come in. They're hooked on meth. Their vaginas are beautiful. They're not big, ugly dicks. Can you imagine?
No,
beautiful,
no vaginas.
Carved from marble vaginas.
Ugh. It's because men are visual creatures.
There's from time to time I've seen good-looking vaginas.
What, porn stars? That's not real.
No.
This is the best news story ever.
Yeah, it lasted longer than we were. Okay, Courtney, you got to read the next one. We got 5 minutes.
Don't rush me because then I stutter.
Take your time.
Okay.
One with the story.
Shut up. So since you were talking about Hulk Hogan, this one will kind of fit in. Why Hulk Hogan broke up his daughter's engagement. The WWE legend sat down with an interview with a radio station in San Francisco and said that he had broke up his daughter's engagement to Cowboys offensive lineman Phil Costa back in November.
Because the Cowboys lineman can't protect anybody.
Hey! Oh,
At the time, the blonde beauty said she had called off the engagement to focus on her music career. Ugh. but the wrestler had a different story to tell. I love the Dallas Cowboys and have been a fan forever, but my daughter was engaged to one of those guys and didn't want to walk the walk and talk the talk.
Chase, you've been playing music for a long time.
Yes.
You've heard, what's her name, Hogan? What's her name?
Brooke
Hogan.
You've heard Brooke Hogan's music at some point or another.
Yeah.
And it's been probably 10 years now that she's been working on it. Do you think she should stop?
Yeah, most certainly.
And do you think she should get married with her nasty-looking vagina and marry a cowboy?
I think that the latter of the two, marrying the cowboy, I think she should have went that route.
Yeah.
Well, I could just imagine Hulk Hogan busting into this engagement party, ripping his shirt.
Listen here, brother.
Listen here.
I'm not paying for this reception dinner because my wife took all my money.
Because you don't treat my daughter right. Hulkamania is going to run wild on you.
He starts pointing to all four corners
just,
of the room.
Yeah. Just fucking leg drops everywhere.
And then like... So the American theme starts playing. And he starts... No.
Oh my God. So he said, I put a bullet in that really quick. There's no way my daughter was going to marry somebody that I don't like that got me mad or got in my face.
Ooh.
I would not get in the holster's face. I don't care what.
I don't
what,
care if he's 80 years old. He can barely walk.
I wonder if the lineman challenged him to a title fight. You know?
Right.
Hell in the cell. I'm going to see you at the Pontiac Silverdome.
He didn't say that there was an actual physical altercation, but he did suggest that the football player was smart enough to avoid a smackdown.
Ooh. Ooh. Reference to WWE SmackDown. Yeah. Nice. Pay-per-view-ish. So she's not going to get married to this guy? They're not together anymore?
Doesn't say, but sounds like no.
He had an ugly penis anyway.
Probably.
All right, let's listen to some music.
Perfectly bronzed.
Perfectly bronzed.
Perfectly bronzed.
All right, let's listen to If I Had a Soul by High Lonesome.
Ooh.
And now the mystery tag to be read.
At this point in the show.
Not water cooler talk for over 7 years.
That was it?
Yeah.
That was horrible, Jason. We'll be right back. Hey, what are you doing September 20th? You want to know what I'm doing? I'm going to go to the Dance of the Dead, the 1950s horror sock hop in Lombard, Illinois. Tickets are $20, and that includes entry, the bands, and food. I think we're going to have some live brains, some artichoke carts, some roadkill. I don't know. Zombies eat that anyway. Anyway, they're going to have some on-site makeup artists. For only $10, they're going to do your hair and your makeup like a zombie. And you're going to get to get a picture taken, a 4x6 to commemorate. So me and Molly, we're going to look like zombies. We get our picture taken. And then we're going to use it as a Christmas card. Old Granddad is the featured musician. And also DJ Johnny D will be spinning tunes throughout. There's going to be a dance contest, which Jason can't go to because he has restrictions. There's also going to be a costume contest. So links to the tickets and the show are going to be in the show notes, and we're also going to link the event page on Facebook. So check out the Dance of the Dead, September 20th, 8 p.m., Lombard, Illinois. It's only $20. Any fool can see the $20 is worth it, in my opinion. So we hope to see you there.
Lived a country boy who was all alone. He never cared too much for company. Ain't been abandoned by his mom and pa, and everybody except his old chainsaw. You can call it what you want, but the saw is family. Well, he kept that saw in the cab of his truck. The bed was reserved for bodies and books, cause there wasn't much of difference far as he could see. He sipped moonshine in the pale moonlight and oiled that saw till she burned just right. You can call it what you want, but the saw is family. Ain't no I've been down this old road before. Just me and my saw in a beat up 4x4. Picked up a hitchhiker and decided to have some fun. And threw that bitch down an old mine shaft when me and my saw were done. That's just the way the things are supposed to be. Yeah, first killed Ma, then slaughtered Ma. My good for nothing brother got it worst of all. You can call it what you want, but the saw is family. Well, you know I've been down this old road before. Just me and my saw in a beat up 4x4. Picked up a hitchhiker and decided to have some fun. And threw that bitch down an old mine shaft. Well, me and my saw were done. Way down in South Texas near San Antone lived a country boy who was all alone. He never cared too much for company. He been abandoned by Ma and Pa. Everybody except his old chainsaw. And you can call it what you want, but the saw is family. Yeah, you can call it what you want, but the saw is family. Yeah, you can call it what you want. Woo! But the saw is family. We'll be right back.
was The Saw is Family by Barnyard Stompers.
They stomp barns.
They do.
The Saw is Family.
The Saw is Family. I love it. Oh, it's my turn. I wonder why everybody got so quiet.
You're up to the plate. I thought they were correct.
There's so much stuff going on. I can't keep. I need to hire someone to do all this shit.
To like, do the whole show for us?
Yeah, hold up cue cards, run this board, run this board, run this, this, run this.
You finally get your beauty sleep in.
Yeah, I wouldn't even have to show up. I mean, I've pretty much got Jason writing all the content, so if I just get somebody to do this.
Please don't put all this, don't put the show on me, okay?
You're right.
When the shit hits the fan, they're going to come looking for one guy, and it's me, and they shouldn't be.
All right. If you have any complaints about the show, please contact Jason at jasonsgotlotsofhair@gmail.com. All right, folks, we're going to play a game called... We played it once, I think.
Once with Brett Conlon.
With Brett Conlon. We always have famous people in.
Always.
Have famous people.
Heartland Heartthrob.
Heartland Heartthrob. So it's called IBWIP Speakeasy. And what it is I start off a sentence, and we go around the room and add to it and see what we come up with. Because it's really easy to speak easy. Get it?
Speakeasy.
Speakeasy.
The last time it was gay pirates that happened.
Gay pirate with one leg and one arm and...
Like a wooden Johnson bar?
Something like that.
I venture a guess that we're going to end up in the exact same boat.
All right. Here we go. And we're going to do counterclockwise. I couldn't make you at the end because you're in the middle. So.
It's quite all right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You'll just have to say a sentence.
I hate these things.
It's a lot of work.
You can't say pass.
Oh, dang it.
I recently read an article that said 4 out of 10 people
don't know how to properly shave their lips. But the joke's on them because...
Oh, my God. Because they have too many cats in their house.
Is the bell in play here to ding someone out?
Can I just sit this one out?
No, you can't sit out.
And if you've got too many cats in your house, there's only one option, and that's to call.
Me, Blake Clayton, at IBWIP.com, because I will kill those fucking cats and get rid of your problem.
Blake has a special set of shoes that he used for killing cats, and he doesn't get to wear them often enough. So for all of you who own too many cats...
Call Blake.
He has boat loafers, which are extraordinarily efficient in cat killing. Couple of chucks.
Nunchucks?
No. What do they call the
Chuck Taylors?
Chuck Taylors. That's the shoe.
And when I wear those shoes, I have the ability to jump out of any building and land on my feet.
Just like the cat he kills. Because Blake is the Highlander of cats, and once he kills the said cat, he retains all of their power.
That means Blake has like 50,000 lives then.
And with those 50,000 lives, he'll kill 50,000 more cats.
Then I will rule the world, and all women will bow to me, and people will listen to the show. Because I will force them to listen using... my supersonic cat powers.
Dissertation.
One more time. Let's get it right one more time.
Because in the end, there can be only one, not only with cats, because when he's done with all the felines, he's coming for all the podcasters. There can be only one.
How are you supposed to go with that? Pass.
I want to just stop this for a second, and I want to read Chase's mind. He just looked at me, and I know he was like, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. Like, God damn it! She set me up for failure here.
No, he did. There's nowhere you can go with that.
All right,
see, Chase. This is why I don't like these games because I'm not good at them. You guys are all funny. I should just not.
I think there are two things that we have Courtney here for. And maybe we should just keep it at those two things. And when those two things aren't happening, maybe Courtney will not be in play.
Please tell me. Please tell me what those two things are.
It would be a segment coming up on next week's show called Nurse Courtney Cures All. And the show, this is a good segue. This is something, maybe we'll have you in for segues too. Mm. Because right now we're about to play a game called Highbrow on the Low End, which I think we had some actual fan feedback last time saying we do enjoy Courtney doing this bit, which is where we look, we scour. I mean, I get out my Brillo pads and we just scour the internet and we look for the dirtiest, the raunchiest, whether it's in today's literature or it's in our favorite penthouse forums. I almost said pornums. What's on my mind?
I love the pornums.
And we take the dirtiest shit from the dirtiest things, and we take those little segments, and now we're going to read them to you and make all of our listeners very uncomfortable.
Okay. All right, who wants to start?
Let's let Courtney go.
We can't
first.
Let her start. She can't go first.
In anticipation?
That's like shooting the wad, like instantly.
Okay, I'll go first.
Always Jason. No, let Chase go first.
Chase?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
Come on, be a sport.
Start up, and then we're going to go around this way and make Courtney last for anticipation purposes.
Okay.
Now, this, all these passages come from, last time we did 50 Shades of Grey, the first in a series of horrible, horrible books written by...
You never read them. They're good.
First of all, I don't know how to read, and for you to keep making light of that is bullshit.
Are you
all
excited
right? I was homeschooled.
Are you excited about the movie? Are you excited about the movie?
Of course she
is. Oh, my
gosh,
are you gonna feel, feel let down?
Oh, absolutely. I'm
have sure. you ever done anything that has been in one of those 50 Shades of Grey books? You don't have to tell me what it is. Just say yes or no.
Yes or no?
Just... Okay.
I'm ready for this.
That is
this
yes.
Is gold.
Last time it was 50 Shades of Grey. This is the sequel, 50 Shades Darker. And we will tell you... Or is that what it's called? 50 Shades Darker?
I think so, yeah. There's three of them.
We also have the pages that you can find them on for your own purposes.
All right. All right, Chase.
All right, here it goes. Do you want regular vanilla relationship with no kinky fuckery at all? My mouth drops open. Kinky fuckery, I squeak. My inner goddess is down on bended knee with her hand clasped in supplication, begging me, I like your kinky fuckery, I whisper.
I have feelings I haven't had in a while. I don't know.
I'm curious to know why Courtney closed her eyes.
Get your hands on the table, please.
Yes. Hands up. I didn't realize her screw went up that high. I just pick what I... Oh, I'm sorry. That was from page 34.
Mm-hmm. And what pages will you be reading from today?
309 to 313. Mm. Wow. Yeah. I'm reading a lot here. Are you ready?
Hit me.
Holy fuck! She's here, gazing at me with unnerving blank expressions, holding a gun. My suspicious... My subconscious swoons into dead faint, and I don't think even smelling salts will bring her back. Christian's expressions are raw, full of unnamed emotions. This, oh my Jesus. Does that say dominant?
Dominant Christian.
Oh. This is a dominant Christian. Praise him. How at ease he looks. Finally, this is where it gets good. Finally, his mouth. Finally, he mouths a word at her.
You chose this passage.
I can't make out what it is, but the effects on Lana. It's imminent.
Oh, no.
She drops to the floor on her knees. Oh, my Lord, that's hot in here. Guns a-blazing. And then at the end it says, uneasily across the wooden floor. Holy fuck.
You know what?
That's verbatim from 309 to 313.
Verbatim.
You know.
You sounded like you were being shook down by the cops.
Yeah, what were you going for
in
there?
I swear I didn't do that.
Holy fuck. I had no idea how I was going to do it until I read holy fuck. I'm like, I'm going to go with this. Holy fuck.
It just spoke to you. It awoken something in you, even.
And Jason knows this book so well because he's like, that's not the right word he's saying.
I know the book by heart, and you totally butchered it, but honestly, you made it better.
I say, I don't think we can go up from there. I think it's...
Match that, Courtney.
I don't think that's possible.
Let's see you do it, girl.
Tough luck. You're going to have to read next. This is actually from Pages Unknown, which I mean, truth be told, I didn't read the book. I took these from a website. And I don't understand how the website doesn't know what pages. I mean, here's a dirty section. There's the page number, right?
Right.
Why? Pages Unknown. I have to try to best your voice now.
I am a sadist, Anna. I like to whip little brown-haired girls like you. Because you all look like the crack whore. My birth mother. He runs a hand through his hair. And almost smiles. But instead sighs ruefully. I'm talking about the heavy shit, Anastasia. You should see what I can do with a cane. Or a cat. Hi-ho!
I like it. Very good. Very good. Boy, Courtney.
Man.
And Courtney will now be reading the rest of the book.
We will now have her read the table of contents.
You pick the selection, announce the page numbers, and just give it hell.
How many of our six listeners do you think are super wet right now? Chase?
Probably six. All six? Six to seven?
I would say because they're probably all in the shower. That's when I listen to the show.
I mean, it just rained. It just rained, so.
It did just rain. Mm.
And the smell of that, you know, a summer rain.
Mm. Mm. Fresh dew.
Fresh dew.
Ooh. You got it?
The fresh dew oozing from her orifice.
You picked some real doozies here. It almost
and now you
me
just pick one of those
it.
And read them.
It's one less doozy we got to doozy.
Okay.
Should we pause for station ID while she checks?
You know what? I'm not coming back anymore. I'm done.
I bet you come back for the next episode.
That's probably true.
Listeners don't know that we tape two at a time.
Well, hold on. I didn't know that. Chase is like, nobody fucking told me that.
Whoa.
I'm not following her again on any skit.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't do that. Don't sit next to me. He flexes his hips so his erection pushes against me. Yes, right there. He runs his teeth along my chin, eases back, and then slides into me. So, so sweet. So tender. His body pressing down on me, his elbows and his hands on either side of my face. Oh, Anna, he breathes as he lets go. As he lets go and my name a benediction on his lips as he finds his release. His head rests on my belly and his arms wrapped around me. I just want to enjoy the quiet, serene afterglow of making love with my Christian Grey because that's what we've done. Gentle, sweet lovemaking.
Okay, read the next one.
Don't stop tomorrow.
Go ahead and read one more. We've got plenty of time.
Nothing's going to top Kermit the Frog.
I don't know.
It depends what the result.
Pretty good with that cane.
It depends what you want with the result. Because hers did pretty well with one result. His did it. You want to read one more? Just for
Do you really want me to read another one?
For our pleasure.
Does this work for men?
By show of hands, who wants to read one more?
Let it be known that all hands have been raised, including Courtney's.
Oh, wait a minute. The chat room just raised its hand.
No. Oh, boy. All right. I didn't tell you the page, did I?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Can you also now do that with your top off? I don't know. It might help the listeners.
Okay.
Getting some kind of funky white noise going on. I think it's going to
Okay, so this is pages.
White noise, I got.
Hey-o.
487/492.
How many pages are in this book? It's a fuck book, right? 30 pages tops.
No, absolutely not. Women like to be romanced.
Oh, Jesus.
Imagine how many descriptions of scenery there are that no one gives a shit about.
Did he put it in her butt or mouth or vagina?
Get to it. My boner is fading fast.
These clamps are vicious. He prods the nipple clamps. We'll use these. They're adjustable. Christian, my sexual mentor. My mouth is already open from panting. Stop. I open wider as he slides a cool, large metal object in between my lips.
Keep going.
Shaped like an oversized baby's fast fire. It has... Now you're just throwing me off. It has small grooves or carvings. I'm just going to put this inside of you, he says. His fingers trail between my buttocks, spreading oil. Instantly, the plug goes inside me and starts to vibrate. Ooh, down there.
it's like the author just kept... was like, had to go out to take the dog out. It was like, finish the sentence. Oh, right there.
It feels alien, full and forbidden, but... Oh, so good. As my body explodes, I'm nothing but sensation everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
A butt sensation.
I think we can just stop doing the show forever now. We did it. We did the show.
We achieved greatness.
The show we wanted came to fruition.
It's the only thing I'm good at, apparently.
All right, I'm going to take just a moment of silence for all gentlemen to put their hands to their side out there and enjoy.
Does that really work for guys? I mean, seriously. Like,
I don't care what you were saying. Yeah. It just sounded good.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about upcoming releases. Get it? See how I segued that? Episode 145, REO Speed Trash, is now available. This is the episode that got Jason shunned from his neighborhood.
That doesn't help.
Episode 146, which features an interview with our good friend Brooke Blanche from the Calamity Cubes, is also now available. He's got a solo album out now. We talk about it and play some music from it. Always good to talk to Brooke. Episode 147, this episode, which is going to be titled Teenage Slumber Party Massacre, and will be available on August 8th. We'll probably change the name. And episode 148... our following episode will be available as a podcast on August 15th. And don't forget, Monday, August 11th, is National President's Joke Day. But don't joke without killing the don't joke about killing the president. Only say that if you mean it. And Wednesday, August 13th, is International Left-Hander Day. Why only one day for 10% of the population? That makes me mad enough to kill the president. Also, please remember to submit your own mystery tags, since Jason has obviously lost his knack. Can you read that one?
That was funny.
It was not funny.
Not water cooler talk for over 7 years.
Let me see the front. Let me see it. Let me see the front.
So please submit your mystery tags and fan feedback to...
You gotta say IBWIP first.
For us to read live on the show, as well as your questions for upcoming artist interviews. And if you like what you hear, please tell a friend...
Only help. One friend. We know you have one. Just tell that one.
Yeah, just tell one and done. And it'll help support the show. So, if you want to email us, it's blake@ibwip.com. Whoop. Well, Chase, you're not here just because you like to do the show.
He's here to ask me on a date. Awesome. And you know what? I accept.
Awesome. I'm going home now.
Here is your rose. Do you remember that thing that Courtney read?
Why?
Do you think Courtney will come over to our house and read this while I fuck you in the ass?
Sit creepily in the corner and read it.
Right.
Come on, you guys. You're messing me up.
I know you guys are joking right now, but like, I'm totally into it.
No, but Chase, your band Shadows Inc. has a new EP coming out. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, we actually just released the EP last week. Just put it up on iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, CD Baby, you name it. If there's a medium out there, it's available. Should be up for purchase by this weekend, by Friday, I'd say. It's called Prospects Inconceivable. That's a 6-track EP for only $5.
Only
$5.
That's less
it's
than
like
a buck
you're,
a song.
It's like you're getting one for free.
Yeah, it totally is. You're getting one song for free.
So,
how many albums is this for you guys?
This is our third release, and it's a two-part. So we've got the follow-up EP that's in the works, should be out by Thanksgiving.
You guys have been around the Peoria area for a while, right?
Yeah, we've...
kind of legends.
Been in the area and been playing since 2007.
Yep.
We've been together, consistently playing shows, trying to travel and get out there and make it happen.
Is it true that you opened for Barry Manilow? True or false?
Yeah, that was a really horrible event. I
it's a low point.
True or false? True or false?
It was a really low point in our career. I thought we discussed not bringing that.
True or false? Courtney was in the front row and she had her top off.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh. True or false? You played a C sharp chord.
Yeah.
That was the cue for all the girls to remove True. Their tops.
Yeah.
It's subliminal. It's subliminal. It's like,
it just happens.
What am I doing?
So, yeah, definitely check out iTunes. You said CD Baby. Any place you can
yep.
download a song.
Amazon, Rhapsody. Just Man. About anybody. Pandora. We're on Pandora now.
You can get Pandora?
Ooh.
Yeah. You can have a Shadows Inc. station
yes,
on Pandora?
Yes, you can have your very own Shadows
nice.
Inc. station on Pandora.
That's cool.
Really?
Yeah, all the local jukeboxes. Next time you go to an old speakeasy, pick up some hookers, just throw in a dollar
bill. How do you know what I'm doing on the weekends, Chase?
Well, that's awesome. We'll put up some links. Everybody can grab a copy. Help this guy out. He wants to quit his real job so he can stay to be a musician for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
God bless him.
Are you ever going to play the ukulele on a live show?
Yeah, I'm working on it right now. I got a little ukulele interlude.
With the lights down on the stage?
Yeah, dimmed, one candle lit.
One candle lit?
A cup of coffee sitting out front. That's for aesthetics.
I like it. I like it. So then the rest of the band's going to be backstage. You're going to come out before the show, do it, and then as you go into that last twang, that's when they come out and then just you raise all hell.
Yep,
how do you know all this?
Huh?
How do you know all this?
I'm their manager.
Yeah, we've contacted Blake to coordinate live performances from here on out.
Yep. I'm a choreographer, podcaster, manager, a masturbator extraordinaire.
You thought you guys were doing well before. Blake's about ready to take you on a rocket to the moon.
Right.
Yay.
I bet. I guarantee in 7 years, you guys will be at the same point as you are now.
7 years.
Just like my podcast.
Hey, no movement is good movement.
Right, yeah.
That's what I say about all my BMs.
We're making lateral movements, guys. We're just making lateral movements.
Left and right.
All right, well, thank you, Chase, for being on the show tonight. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, good time. It's been a while. He did good. He did good. He's like, this new format.
Oh,
what's really, what the fuck's a mystery tag? And then the poor guy had to read a shitty one.
Jesus.
Courtney?
Yeah.
You did good, as always.
Oh, thanks.
I think we're just going to do highbrow on the low end.
That's all.
Every episode and just...
Let you take it from there.
Right.
Just be my 5 minutes of fame and then I can leave then.
Whew, 5 minutes. I mean, you want to cuddle afterwards too?
Well, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for not catching... Do you think the babies are dropping on the ground as we speak because you're not at work?
Well, probably.
Well, they got that cord. They got the cord to hang on to, right?
Yeah, it's like a little bungee cord.
Yeah, yeah.
So in your absence, do you think they move the bed up way high so the baby dangles there instead of hitting the ground?
They, like, you know, put mom's head down and then just, you know, gravity.
Oops. Yeah. Yeah.
It's fine.
Then you don't have more than one day off at a time, do you?
They just have to cross their legs.
Does the umbilical cord get dry?
Not if it stays inside.
Oh, they just spray water on it. They just like spray it down like a marijuana plant. Just like, you gotta spray it down.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Jason.
Yeah.
Although you still have not got a haircut, I do appreciate your time and efforts.
I'm never gonna get a haircut. Never.
Never gonna get it. Never gonna get it. Never gonna get it. Never gonna get it. All right. So thank you everybody, and thank you out the listeners out there. Make sure you check out the show notes and get over and get your tickets to the Dance of the Dead. September 20th in Lombard, Illinois. All the details will be available at the link on the website.
Now we're going to listen to a little music. This is Hallowed by our very own Shadows, Inc.
Ooh. The guy that plays guitar on here. Not so good.
All right. Just for being here, everyone in our studio audience will receive a 24-pack of Crystal Pepsi.
I like Crystal Pepsi.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.